listening to me, your lovable host, L. Rod, here on The Rod Echols Show.
You want to know what time it is? It's time to bring the rain.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Back again for hour number two here on the Rod Echols program. Here it is on Friday.
Welcome to Freedom Friday.
Yes, it is Friday, September number 28 in the year of our Lord 2018, which means that we take things a little bit lighter, except for today we seem to be hitting it very heavy today, and we'll continue that. But we got some lighter fare to also talk about to help us celebrate and slide on into the weekend. As we thank President Donald Trump for fighting for all of us in the Constitution of these United States of America, because that's what he's doing. The call-in number this morning is the way it always is, at 603-499-7325. That is the Hot Rod line. And you can talk about just about anything under the sun that you want to. You know, just keep it clean, please. And just about anything. You know, during the, you know, Monday through Thursday, it's really, the show's more driven about me. You know, what I'm interested in. On Fridays, it's just about anything. Even stuff that you think I might not be interested in, you'd be surprised to find that I might find it fascinating. I might find it unbelievable, but at the same time, I might find it fascinating. Look, let me give you an example. I find the TV program Ancient Aliens fascinating. I don't believe 99.9% of it. It's a bunch of gobbledygook, but I still find it fascinating. Probably because I find it, the reason why I find it fascinating is probably because I'm amazed at how they're able to take anything and everything and lay it at the feet of Ancient Aliens. You know, hey, Henry Ford. That guy was a genius. He figured out a way to, you know, to componentize and do all this stuff to make the automobile. He got his knowledge from Ancient Aliens. You know, Tesla was in cahoots. He was in communication with aliens. How else did he know all that stuff? So was Einstein. And the pyramids, though the pyramids were not graves, they were not tombstones, which I happen to believe as well. Yeah, no, they were ports for aliens. The ancient aliens would come. That's why they all looked the same all over the planet. The ancient aliens taught ancient humans mathematics. That's how the Maya were so smart with mathematics and astrology and all that kind of stuff. Ancient. I love how they're able to put aliens in charge of everything, and how it's fascinating. But the problem is there are people all over the planet that actually believe them 100%. What's Giorgio Tsoukalos, is right? Is that how you pronounce his name? You know, the guy with the wild hair. He looks like a Greek version of Don King. Anybody remember the great boxing promoter? Giorgio Tsoukalos is the Greek version of Don King. I bet you he got that hair that way because of aliens. Just saying. But no, I do watch that program from time to time. It comes well in my. I don't know if it's on any other time, but in my neck of the woods, it comes on Sundays. Is it the History Channel, or the Learning Channel? One of those types of channels it's on. They usually have like four or five shows back to back to back type of thing on a Sunday. And if I'm just chilling out, not wanting to do anything or take anything too seriously on a Sunday, I'll watch an episode or two. It is kind of fascinating. How much work does it take to put all of that stuff together to make it seem like the reality behind whatever that historical fact is due to ancient aliens? Now, folks, if they honestly can take that program and really work it to make it seem plausible. Now, I got to tell you, a lot of their theories, although they're hokey, they do seem like they could be plausible. Now, I didn't say probable. I said plausible. So if you can take a story like aliens from 5,000 years ago to explain and make it plausible that, yeah, the knowledge that man had back then didn't come from man. They didn't figure it out. It came from the stars. These star men who we called the gods back then. That's why we have so many gods, is because they all came from space. They were ancient aliens, you know, Odin and Zeus. They were all gods. They were gods, right? But they were all ancient aliens. So it's plausible. They make all this stuff plausible. Now, I'm not saying that there couldn't have been anything like that. I mean, you know, the Nazca lines, it's amazing stuff. And so they found more, by the way. There's a ton more that they didn't see before. And the only way you could see the ones that they found is from the air. There is no way you're going to see it on the ground. But in any case, so a lot of this stuff is plausible. Well, how is it plausible? Well, it took a few people, not a whole bunch of people. There's not a whole bunch of people in this whole ufologist type of crap on this show. Just a few people who gathered all the facts around and said, well, what if we twisted them here and added this there? This could be a plausible theory, could it not? They made it up. So what do we got with Christine Blasey Ford? She made it up. Is it plausible that something traumatic happened to her on some night back in 1982? Yes, it's plausible. Is it probable that it involved Brett Kavanaugh? No. No. And for those of you who say, well, women don't make this stuff up. They don't lie about, look, we've already been through the 80s and 90s when we figured out into the mid-90s and late 90s that all those people who were being arrested for child sex rape and child sexual misconduct, it was all made up. By whom? By their therapist. Planting this stuff in their head. The kids weren't really lying. They were just repeating what they were led to tell. We know a lot of this stuff was made up. And the stuff is still being made up. We know the influence. Now, this woman is in therapy, is she not? She was in therapy, and all of this stuff came flooding back during her therapy sessions. We know that therapists, they can play with weak people's minds. You know, we have these so-called childhood, remember the child regressive memory stuff that everybody, you know, the reason why you're such a failure as an adult is because your parents were mean to you as a kid. We have all these made-up memories, and we truly, honestly believe that they're real. And then if you actually talk to people who were there, they say, what are you, crazy? That never even came close to happening. And nobody sees or remembers the event like you do. No, and there could be tons of people. No, that didn't happen. What are you, crazy? No, it happened. I remember. No, you don't remember. You know, it's one thing if two people say, you know, have a difference of opinion in a memory. But when you have one person that says this happened, and then you have like 4, 5, 10 people say, no, we were all there, that didn't happen. Well, then the person who says it did has got to think about a made-up memory. It happens all the time. But let's just say she didn't make anything up as far as the memory is concerned. How about the rest of it? Well, you know, people don't make up sex attack stories like that. Oh, really? How quick we forget about the Duke lacrosse team case. Those boys had their lives ruined before their lives even got started. They all had to drop out and or go to different colleges to finish their education, and they had to do it quietly. One of them even did it under a pseudonym. Their lives were ruined, all because you had one person, one female, make up the entire story. We even had a prosecutor who went to jail over the case. Oh, so you're going to say, well, you know what? People, the law enforcement people, they're going to find out and not believe her. Oh, really? We had a prosecutor who knew the truth. And he tried to railroad those boys for political reasons, his own political gain. Do not tell me they don't make this stuff up. It was a huge international story for weeks. And when the final nail was finally pounded into the coffin, what we found out is these boys were railroaded. The entire event was a made-up lie. And powerful people in positions of power decided to run with the lie because they saw it was going to help their what? Their political cause or ambitions. People in law enforcement were disbarred, fired, and some went to jail over that case. Don't tell me they don't or can't make this stuff up. Don't tell me she has to be believed simply because she made the accusation. Nope. When anybody comes forward and says, this happened to me, great, I'm here to listen. Now let's gather the evidence. Because that's all that counts. I'm sorry, but that is all that counts. Because people can do evil things to other people and make up stories that ruin their lives. It's happened in the past. And not just in the famous Duke University lacrosse case either. But that is a huge case on the level of the Kavanaugh-Ford case. Because some people will say, well, yeah, sure, you know, the little people, they can make up stories, but you can't make up a big story like this. There's one right there. Complete. And I'm not even saying that some of this stuff from Blasey Ford is made up. I'm saying that she probably did experience something that sort of rattled her. The Duke lacrosse case was completely made up. So don't tell me they can't make this stuff up from beginning to end. And they made that stuff up when it was plausible and realistic to gather evidence within a short period of time of it happening. Now we're talking about something that happened over 35 years ago. And you're supposed to have the FBI, by the way, this whole, I wish they got to stop this. The FBI does not investigate sexual crimes. They do not. They don't do it until the locality, the locals who are in charge, whether it be the municipality or the state police, ask them to come in to help them with the investigation. The FBI cannot just start going around investigating these claims. Well, the FBI needs to investigate. The FBI can't. Let me just put it to you in this terms. Even if they really wanted to, they can't. Well, it's the federal government. They can do whatever. No, there are rules, regulations, and laws governing what our government agencies can and can't do. And if they want something to stand up and stick in a court of law, they cannot do whatever the hell they want. The FBI has to turn down investigating this case because they can't take it until those in jurisdiction of Maryland, whether it be the local municipality police, the sheriff's department, or the state police, who's ever in charge of such an investigation, the FBI cannot come in until that municipality says, "We want your assistance." And at that point, it's assistance only. The FBI does not take over the case. They don't take it over. They assist. That's it. This is the way it works in the real world. But you would not know that by listening to our lamestream media and our fantasy-driven leftist, left-wing, Democrat, socialist party. This is not the way it works. They want to turn everything upside down, destroy everything that this country has worked so hard to build, just so they get their way. I mean, this is worse than a two-year-old. I mean, how many times have you seen a two-year-old, when they don't get their way, they throw a temper tantrum? I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. Now, of course, if this were back in the day, and if I would have pulled that kind of crap, my mother would have smacked me across the face and said, "You got it." Today, that's called child abuse. Back then, it was called good parenting. And most of us grew up not so spoiled, knowing the realities of life. Today, they don't know the realities of life because they're so damn spoiled. Because why? Because their parents, the baby boomers, I didn't like being spanked as a kid. I'm not going to spank my child. No corporal punishment. We'll have a timeout. I'll never forget when this friend of mine, their kid at the time, he was playing them like suckers. He was doing something that he shouldn't be doing, because you know how kids get that look on their face when you tell them you don't do that, and they look dead at you when they're doing it, and they get that little smirk because they're testing you. We've all done it. Well, this little kid did it every single day. And even dad would like, "What you want? You do time out if you do that." And the kid did. He gets a timeout. He didn't look at a timeout as punishment. He was sitting in the corner in his chair, having a good old time. I just play. I'm like, "Hey, John, this is how you punish your. That's not punishment. Look at him. Oh, but he can't move." I said, "John, he's playing over there in the corner. He's having a good time. You're not punishing him. He's not learning anything. He thinks this is a game. Are you crazy? You're going to have a problem on your hands if you don't get a hold of this right now." Now wait till this kid gets older. And his name was John, and he's standing there looking at him, he's thinking, I haven't really paid it. He is having a good time. I said, you know what? You're a friend of mine. I like you, but you're an idiot. Your kid is running your household. So John had to make some changes. Now, of course, he didn't go the full-blown, you know, tough parent style. He still got played by his kid. And, yeah, the kid ended up, you know, preteen, around 12 or 13, he got into some trouble. And it wasn't because he had bad parents. He had good parents. He was generally a good kid. He just wasn't disciplined to be able to control himself. Well, I mean, after the kid got in trouble, yeah, John became, and that kid's younger siblings, he had two of them. Oh, they didn't get the same kind of treatment that the older one got. Because when he got in trouble, John completely changed. And it was lockdown time. Let me tell you. I mean, and some parents don't do that. This parent saw a problem. He got called in by the authorities that this kid did this. And dad went, what? Oh, hell no, not anymore. And it was, yeah. Maybe he did go a little bit overboard into the authoritarian parent. But I tell you what, they're all three of them. All three of his kids today, they're well-adjusted young adults in their 20s. No problems. But this is what we've got. We've got a bunch of two-year-olds who had parents, baby boomers, who put them in the corner thinking that they were being punished, and the kids were in the corner having a good old time. Everything's a party. I mean, this is the asinine insanity from the left. They're doing all of this, folks. If you just step back and just take a 30,000-foot view of this entire picture of what we call the United States of America right now. All of this is predictable. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be president. They don't like the Donald for taking away the presidency from their chosen heir. Obama said, now they love Obama. Now, folks, understand, this all stems from electing President Barack Hussein Obama. They have no reason for liking Obama other than he was Obama. They loved Obama to death. They still love Obama to death. He can do no wrong. He's the potentate. He's the God on earth. They revered him. He didn't do anything but destroy the country, and they loved him for it. So when Obama said, you know what, she's going to be a good president. You know, take her. She was the chosen one. If Obama had said, forget Hillary, she's going to jail. Take Bernie. Then they all would have flocked to Bernie. Make no mistake about it, Obama chose a Democratic successor. And they all, look, Hillary's supposed to win. Even some of the Bernie Sanders people, they're like, what the hell? They burned Bernie. We're supposed to support Hillary. And they're like, no, we're not supporting Hillary. And you don't hear about them. Because why? Because they paid Bernie off so Bernie could say, yes, you should go and vote for Hillary now. And half his supporters said, oh, hell no, we're not buying into that. But half of them did. And she already had her wonderful, you know, supporters. So it was all about his. It didn't matter who the Republican was going to be. Okay, with Donald Trump, that made it worse, but it didn't matter. Because whoever the Republican was, it did not matter. Could even have been Jeb, but they might have accepted a little bit Jeb Bush winning. But it couldn't really matter who the Republican nominee was. Because Hillary had been chosen. Period. That's all they knew. That's what they claim they wanted. And we all know that little two-year-old brats get what they want or they throw a temper tantrum. And they were all told by the lying, lamestream media, Hillary's ahead. Hillary's going to win. Hillary's got it in the bag. There is no possible way Hillary can't lose. It's like a week before the election. She's up by 10 points. It's Hillary is the next president. She's the 45th president. We're going to make history. The first female president ever. It's going to be Hillary. And then came election day, and their bubbles burst. Everything burst. So it was like somebody took away their favorite toys. They were shocked. They were stunned. And then after they got over the shock and awe of it, it took them about a day, then they proceeded to do what? Throw massive temper tantrums like regular two-year-olds do. Go ahead and take something from a two- or three-year-old. You know, yeah, give me that. You take it from them. You yank it from out of their hands, and they'll stand there for a few minutes shocked. You know, some of them may take just 30 seconds, but they're shocked. They're shell-shocked. You just did so. They didn't expect that. Look, you all know this is true. If you've ever spent any time with anybody who's under 5 years old, you yank something out of their hands because you say, "I told you, you can't have that," and they stand there shocked that you actually took it from them. And then what's the next thing they do? They proceed to have a temper tantrum and cry and cry. I wanted it! I want it! I want it! I want it! Right? That's exactly how these people who wanted Hillary to win reacted to her loss. It was a 24-hour shock period. Like somebody had just taken their favorite toy of the moment from them. And then they proceeded to whine, piss, moan, cry, and throw a massive temper tantrum. And this is where all of this comes into play, because you're standing back now, you're up there in the sky looking 30,000 feet down on this whole picture, and you see everything that they have done since that day has been to get at Donald Trump. Everything. Donald Trump gets to name somebody to the Supreme Court. Oh, no, he can't do that. Well, we can't wait too long because he's not got to put him on the court, I guess. Oh, we lost another one. So now we got to put somebody else in the court, huh? Somebody else is leaving the court. Got to put another. Well, we can't allow Donald Trump to put a second member on the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter who he is. We've got to oppose him. And we got to figure out how to oppose him. So Donald Trump plays to their bluff. I'm going to nominate somebody who's so damn clean, who's so damn qualified, that not even the Democrats can oppose him. And when the Democrats realize that, well, women are going to die, they realize, oh, nobody's buying that. So now we've got to do what? In order to stop Donald Trump, we've got to make something up on this guy. But he's clean as a whistle. Nobody's clean in high school. And honestly, nobody is. If you say that you were just unless you were a wallflower or a complete nerd, no, you're not. You don't have a high school career that's clean as a whistle. Most of us don't. Especially if we aspire to do something or be something in our life. If we were a jock, if we were a band member, if we were one of the popular kids or one of the nerdy kids, it doesn't matter. Most of us have a high school skeleton in our closet that we're probably not proud of. That if we had the chance to go back and do it all over again, you know what? We'd probably do it exactly the same damn way, tell you the truth. Because why? Because it was fun. It wasn't necessarily illegal. Well, yeah, drinking alcohol under the age is illegal, but it wasn't necessarily illegal. But we all probably did something that was slightly illegal. I know, you know, my best friend in high school, him and another guy that we used to hang out, I wasn't there, but they stole a street sign. Well, yeah, that's illegal. And the cops never found out who did it. But I'm sure to this day, they probably laugh about it and think we probably should have never done that. And if they could go back and do it all over again, you know what they'd do? They'd go back and steal that street sign. Guarantee you. Mm-hmm. Abso-freaking-lutely. Yep. Nothing would change. I know we all say that we'd change it. No, we wouldn't. Why? Because it was fun. It was exciting. That's why. That's why high school is a time of learning who you are. So they had to go back to that time period when they know everybody, including all of them who are accusing Kavanaugh of doing something so horrendous, have just as many skeletons in their high school closet. Just as dirty, if not worse. Accusing this guy of being unfit to be on the Supreme Court. Why? Because they know they can get away with something that happened over 35 years ago in high school. This was a calculated, made-up story from the get-go. They were able to find some woman who they could twist to their own needs and desires, who had something probably bad happen to her, and say, it was Brett, wasn't it? Well, yeah, I can go for that. Trust me, this woman is not alone. Christine Blasey Ford didn't come up with this whole scenario on her own. Remember, folks, we heard all of this stuff about how the Republicans were not wanting her to testify. And she sat there under oath and said, hey, you guys wanted to come out to California? I didn't know that. What do you mean you didn't know that? We offered to come out to California so you didn't have to fly out here. I didn't know that. Still think that she's not being manipulated?
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosettJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Nine nine seven three two five. That is the Hot Rod line to call into the program today on this Friday morning. I know that we've been hitting the, well, this is important. We've been hitting this whole Kavanaugh debacle pretty heavily this morning, and it is very important. And I know that the live debate is going on right now as they try to figure out Judgment Day. This just in, Democrats walk out. And folks, this is one of the most shameful. It is one of the most shameful. Now, frankly, now I know that there is a, we've had all these polls out there, and yeah, the country's split. It's interesting how we're split, but when they do these polls, all the polls that I've seen, and I don't believe a damn one of them, but even though they say, well, we're split, 44% believe her, 36% believe him. Well, that's not split. Oh, but we're split. Or 34, or another poll, you know, 34% believe her. And 28% believe him. It's always more believe her. And they say, well, we're split. Folks, do you understand how they are trying to mold the psyche of this country? When they are ahead by only 4 or 5 points, that's a split country. Not them win. They have to be ahead by more. They're trying to placate you. But, oh, yeah, we're split. There's a 5-point difference, you know, but we're even on this. That's not even. They're playing with the numbers and they're trying to play with your heads. There is no reason for the Democrats to block this nomination. None. Even if he is fully and completely guilty of doing exactly what she said back when he was 17 years old. It happened when he was in high school, when he was a child. It no longer has any bearing on him. He has led an exemplary life ever since then. Oh, we've had two other women say, well, he did this and that. Really? Nobody else can back you up. Now, we're talking about getting into college now. Nobody can back up these women. Nobody. In fact, one of them said, yeah, I remember going to these parties at his in high school. Wait, you were 20 years old going to high school parties in a time where it was completely legal for you to drink alcohol, buy it legally, and even go to a nightclub and go to real parties. You instead went to illegal high school parties when you were 20. You had a restraining order put on you from an ex-boyfriend who said that you were a stalker crazy. So these other two women do not check out whatsoever, which is why you don't hear from them right now. Even the lamestream media says, well, no, these two people are just nuts. You don't hear from them because they're not credible. Because they were too convenient. Now, I love it. Whenever a Democrat says, oh, yeah, well, we got something right. I hate it when people do this. I've got something I'm going to prove to you. We're going to bring to you next week. Well, this is too damn important to wait. Why does there have to be a reveal a week from today? You know they're setting it up. And frankly and practically, I don't care what side of the political aisle. If you do that, you're making it up. You're most likely making it up. Because if it's that important and that you're not going to wait a week. Now, if you're trying to promote something, different story. But they're not trying to promote. They were not trying to promote anti-Kavanaughism here. They were trying to kill his nomination. You don't wait a week unless you're trying to get all your ducks in a row. And each one of, Ronan Farrow brought out the second one, and then, Avenatti brought out the third one, and they both went bust, boom, kaboom, bye, bye, can't trust you, can't believe you, not even the lamestream media believes you. This is why they're not interviewing you anymore. This is why they're not talking about you. They don't even mention you. You're gone, because that's how bad they were. And it was completely and fully predictable. We saw it being set up. As soon as Feinstein said we should delay the vote, oh my goodness. Yep, they're trying to line up a plethora of other females to come forward. And evidently they couldn't find enough of them. They could only find two who were willing to do this. And they got dismissed and dispatched pretty damn quick. It was all predictable. And it became clear as day to me. I'm sitting there watching this, and I even watched a clip of it again, and I watched it again. When they were telling her, we offered to come to you in California, she genuinely looked surprised and perplexed. I believe she did not know. I believe, because they didn't tell her, because when you have a lawyer, you have to go through that person's legal representation, her lawyer. So tell your client, we're willing to come to her. The lawyer did not relay that message to her. I believe she was slammed on that one. There's a lot about her testimony that I didn't quite believe. I didn't quite get. Well, I did get it, but I didn't get why she was saying it. But in that particular case, when she genuinely looked confused and surprised, I believe she wasn't told about that offer. Because they were busy manipulating. Look, she's not completely at fault in this. Don't misunderstand me. I believe that something traumatic, whether it was sexually related or not, I don't know. But I believe something traumatic happened to her when she was in high school. I believe it was probably happened at one of these kinds of parties. Highly understandable. I believe she is conflating it and has been twisted into believing that it was Brett. I don't believe she remembers it being Brett. I think it was remembered for her. Now, I think that she is a willing, complicit player in this because she's obviously a pink, you know, knit pussy hat wearing, you know, anti-Trumper. I think she's complicit and is willing to play along. But I think she is also being manipulated. And it goes to show that she probably is by the fact that she really didn't know that they offered to come out to California instead of having her come out to D.C. This was a game and a setup from day one against Kavanaugh. And when they realized they had this squeaky, clean, prominent guy, they had nothing on him. Folks, let me reiterate this. They had nothing on him. And when all these women signed affidavits and a letter saying that they support him, that they understood who he was, and this was not Brett Kavanaugh, that they knew, and they supported him wholeheartedly because he never did anything. And then the media went out there after they did this and lied and said not a single one of them is supporting him now. Which is a complete and total lie. Because everyone that they ask who's willing to speak on camera says, no, that's not true. I still support him. Every single one. And yet you got a bunch of people running around out there saying, oh, they all rejected him after it. No, they didn't. Not a single one did. And that's not just the original 65, but it's now well over 200. They had nothing on him. They had to make something up. They had to make it plausible so it could be believable. So the only way they could do it is go back to possibly early college or high school. Folks, I know how these people operate. They have it. Squeaky clean, nothing on them. Now, there aren't many of us out there that have nothing in our closet as an adult that couldn't be used against us in some sort of fashion in a political sense like this. Very few of us. Now, most of us have at least one incident, probably just one, where it could be used against us, even if it wasn't all that bad and possibly not even illegal. They can twist that one thing and say, look what he did back when he, you know, 10 years ago. They didn't even have that on him. Do you understand this? This is how, you want to talk about squeaky clean. In the middle of the swamp, this is how clean this guy is. They couldn't even find anything like that to use against him, to twist and turn into a degenerate type of issue. Nothing. Amazing. Nothing. They had to go back. They got it. Hey, look, I got this letter from this woman here who says that she thinks that Brett did something to her back in high school. Ooh, let's run with that because we don't got anything else. We got to play this card right, and we got to play it at the right time. It's our only chance to stop him. It's our only chance. This was theater from the get-go. Not because they don't personally like Brett Kavanaugh. I bet you there are a lot of Democrats who, look, they when he was first, not well, yeah, you know, first nominated on paper, he looks pretty quick. The only thing we don't like about him is that, you know, he's pro-life. That's going to kill you right there with a Democrat, let me tell you. Pro-life, you think there should be restrictions on abortion? If you think there should be restrictions or limits on abortion, it's automatically, oh, he's going to overturn Roe v. Wade. That may not even be the case, and I've already explained to you why that's not the case, but that may not even be on his mind. If I get the chance, I'm going to overturn Roe v. Wade. That's probably not even on his mind. But if you are a person who wants to have restrictions, not completely eliminate, but have certain reasonable restrictions on abortion, and the left only wants complete, unfettered, open access to abortion for any reason whatsoever. And there are some people who are saying, well, you know what? Okay, so I'm not going to be able to get rid of abortion completely, but I think there should be some logical, reasonable, ethical restrictions on it. Oh, no, you're going to be blam-blasted by the left. You can't have that. And if you don't operate by feelings, if you operate by logic, by case history, and by the Constitution, you're also the enemy of the Democrat, by the way, just saying. But this guy, clean as a whistle history, they had nothing on him, but he was nominated by Trump. Now, if he was nominated by Bush, you'd have some Democrats that say, well, you know, we don't like this about him, but there's no perfect candidate. So, you know, a president wants him and the president gets, you know, usually gets what the, you know, what the president wants. So you get half the Democrats who'd vote for him. And this is the way it's been. But because he's nominated by Trump, it's no way, no way in hell, no how, we can't allow it. And even those who really can't find a fault on the Democrat side with Brett Kavanaugh just walked out. Because they have no legitimate reason to hold this up. Now, personally, I look at the president and who the president is and who he's already nominated before to the court and looking how they operated. And I'm looking to the president to be able to do the same thing again. And he brings forth this guy with these wonderful, impeccable credentials, clean as a whistle, adult history, even while living in the swamp itself in D.C. And I think, and everybody says he's well qualified. Okay. And he's an originalist, a constitutionalist. Great. Put him on the court. That's who belongs in the court. Somebody who can stay clean in that dirty atmosphere and still rule by the Constitution, by interpreting it as it was intended by the founders. That's my kind. I don't care who he is. I don't care if it's male or female. If that's their basis, if that's their judicial history, yeah, put them on the Supreme Court. They're qualified for it. By the way, you know, you don't have to be a lawyer or a judge to be on the Supreme Court. Do you know that? There are a lot of leftists that think you have to be a judge. You don't. You don't even have to be a lawyer. You know that? There's no requirement that you be a member of the bar to be put on the court. Any court, for that matter, to be appointed to any court. Not even judges who are elected. Did you know that police chiefs who are elected and sheriffs that are elected, they don't have to be police officers? It's called an election for a reason. As a matter of fact, Sheriff Bunny out of Pennsylvania, Nottingham, yeah, she's actually the sheriff of Nottingham in the USA, in Pennsylvania. She was never in law enforcement before she was elected to sheriff in that county. Never. You don't have to be. This is where and you know what? Believe it or not, in most municipalities and jurisdictions, you do not have to go to the police academy to even be a police officer. Do you know that you could be deputized right now as a deputy sheriff? You could just say, hey, well, you know, if the sheriff wants to, can you make me a sheriff? Can you make me a sheriff's deputy? Yeah, I deputize you. You're now a sheriff. You get the gun, the badge, all that kind of stuff. Now, of course, they want to put you through some training. But you don't have to go to police academy. There's a lot of this stuff that people have a perception of that is absolutely false and not true. You do not have to be a lawyer or a judge to be appointed or nominated to the Supreme Court. Remember that. Yeah, here we have this person who is an honorable judge, impeccable career and history and judicial record. And they want to blast him and lambaste him and destroy him for it simply because he was nominated by Donald J. Trump.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the